Forever could never be long enough for me. I feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my
this
way.
This is the Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You're always welcome to contact me directly by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, the 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can always visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So we always want to be your resource for real estate, credit, and finance. And as that resource, we have today Lisa Atkins. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you.
Remax Platinum out in O'Fallon.
Yeah. I hear her office is beautiful. I haven't been out there.
Yeah.
So how do I get there if I want to come out?
We are just right off 70. We're facing 70 between Highway K and Bryan Road. Can't miss it. It's got a huge Remax Platinum sign. just get off the outer road and you can take a few little turns on
to get to you.
Well, and we'll make sure to post your exact address.
Yep, it's 410 Crestview Lane.
Okay. 410 Crestview Lane.
Okay, so yeah, we'll make sure to post that on our website. So if you want to see all of Lisa's information, just go to DougHaldeman.com and look for Lisa Atkins. We'll have your picture, logo, everything's on there with your contact information. And we'll also post the audio from the segment for somebody that missed it. We'll make sure to post that within the next few days to a week or so. We'll have the audio up. Mm-hmm. So Lisa, I was really impressed when I talked to you about the goals of where you're going to take Remax Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Short term, what do you want to do?
Short term, we'd like to see, when I say short term, kind of say 3 to 5 years, we'd like to be the number one volume office in St. Charles County. Long term, 10 years, maybe the number one, certainly the number one Remax in the state of Missouri. That's our goal. We'd like to have 50, 60 agents in the next 5-6 years, which is a little bit larger than a lot of the Remax offices. But we certainly have the space at the building. Again, you've seen it. There's about 6,000 square feet we can eventually move into. We're using 3,000 right now.
Well, and the finish on it is really high-end finish.
It's phenomenal. We could not have asked for a more beautiful setup. We've got a boardroom that looks like a Fortune 500, boardroom, right. Truthfully. Granite and bar and, well, wood paneling.
I could just picture your future agents doing first-time homebuyer seminars in that boardroom.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And lots of educational events.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity.
We've also got an area that we recently set up when we took over and put in couches and, really comfortable seating and, swivel rock chairs that, big screen TVs so we can do some of our training there, run a Cardinal game when we're in the World Series again. And just have a little casual atmosphere, all wireless. People can come in and put their feet up on the ottoman and, do their
make
work.
It easy.
Yeah, start going to work.
Making those deals happen.
Yeah.
So tell me, tell me a little bit about the vendor partners at Remax.
We have we've got a program that we're working on with building with our vendors. We're really proud to already have a title office. Title Partners is going to be in our office, which is a pretty big deal for
a vendor partner is somebody that you use to complete the transaction.
Yep.
Is that what
just to be able to provide some additional services to our clientele, to our buyers and sellers. If we have a title company in house, we can, talk to them at any time. We can handle the closings right in house. We also they're going to be doing construction dispersing out of our office as well, which is again a huge plus, and for our agents, a great way to meet additional possible clients, the vendors that are coming in and out just through the construction dispersing.
Absolutely. When it's interesting because I think when somebody can plug into a unique team like that, they have to trust the fact that you vetted these people out and you're not going to let somebody become a vendor just because they write a check. Okay, to become a vendor, they have to be really, really good in their industry, and you're going to make sure of that, right?
Well, absolutely. And they can probably tell you at Title Partners, we had a variety of talks with different title companies, needed to make sure that what our goals were the same as theirs, and they were excited to kind of hook on with us as well because they're seeing us as an upstart with a lot of potential. We've got a Liberty Mutual agent that has also seen other successful agents in his business start with companies that are high potential, and he's looking to build his business along with us. And we're continuing to build with you and other vendors, surveyors, you know, building inspectors. So if there's other vendors that are interested in speaking to us, they can contact us as well.
Should try to contact you then, and I'll make sure that all your contact information will be on the website. Although most vendors are going to be able to know, most vendors know who you are.
Yeah, we've been getting solicited. I will certainly say that.
That's great. That's good.
That is good. Yeah,
I know as a consumer, that just sounds great to me to be able to go to one place and have trusted advice and people that have been weeded out, because there's a ton out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, we don't want our clients to feel that they can use who they choose. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of they have to use our partners by any means. But just like you said, right. we have vetted them. Mm-hmm. They're people we have done business with in the past, you know, extensively. So right. we're not gonna tie our name with
exactly.
somebody
just
that
anybody.
We have not, you know, right. fully had confidence.
I think that's great.
Well, and I think as a vendor, I think you always know that you have to treat people really well, or those referral relationships aren't going to continue.
Absolutely. Well, you know that.
Absolutely.
Very well. Absolutely. Right. In your industry.
Yeah. If we don't keep clients happy, if you refer somebody to me and I don't keep them happy,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to keep referring them.
That's exactly right. And same, likewise. I mean, we have to, whether it's through vendor partners or just our former clients, when we get referrals, you know, those are, boy, you better be on top of things and make sure you're taking care of them right.
Well, and that happiness is not just giving good service, but I better be giving a good deal too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I better be very, very competitive and hopefully giving some discounts because of the amount of business that you may send me. Then I better be giving some discounts and pass along to clients.
Sure, sure. Well, and just the service, like you said, the service you provide, the different things you can do as a lender, just like I can do as an agent. You know, why are they going to benefit listing with an agent that is with RE/MAX? You know, as opposed to with another company, you know, and being able to show that to them and show them the value.
So if you're talking to an independent broker out there, because I'm pretty familiar with these small independent brokerages, mm-hmm. and I'm always a small business person at heart, an entrepreneur at heart, why should they, you know, is it better for them to stay independent? Or what are the advantages of being with a big company like RE/MAX?
Well, you know, we're actually in contact and discussions right now with quite a few different independent brokers who are trying to decide what is the benefit to them, and we're trying to help and show them. There's many agents that are with small companies and independent that are awesome, but they may not realize the amount of business they're actually losing that they're not even being made aware of because people are not contacting them because they don't have a company name behind them.
You don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, one gentleman we're talking to, if he gets in there and gets in front of you, he is going to get that listing as long as they're okay with him not being with the company, because he's a rock star. But having the name behind him will not only help him right. secure that deal, he will also get continued future business. He just said he lost a relocation deal, $400,000 home, because he was not with a large company to back him. And so I personally think they could see an increase of 20-25%. Personally, I really think someone could if they...
It's the same advice you give to your people that are for sale by owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the same mentality as if you're trying to sell your house on your own. You're not going to get the same leads and
absolutely.
The same drive. So
and just the exposure mm-hmm. that they're not
exactly.
that they're missing completely.
When it falls in that category of you don't know what you don't know,
mm-hmm. right.
and it's really hard to quantify that, because if they're just comparing, okay, I have my own brokerage and I know what the costs are mm-hmm. to run this brokerage, and or I can go with a big company like RE/MAX, and I do have to pay a monthly fee to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you compare one to another, and it looks like on paper the independent brokerage might be a better way to go, because you can't really calculate in all the business you're missing.
Right. Well, and the other thing too that is kind of a little bit of a, a fallacy, a misnomer, that people there's a hesitation with agents and top agents. RE/MAX, I have to pay money each month. Well, first of all, there's a limited amount of money that it really officially has to come out of your pocket every month, but. The when you look at it, you are paying, if you're at a 65-75% split with your company, you may not look at it as paying them $30,000 or $40,000
right,
a year,
right.
but you're paying them $30,000 or $40,000 right. a year. Whereas with us, you might be paying $13,000 or $14,000 a year completely,
well,
and that's
it. It's the same thing even for an independent brokerage too. Because if you own the brokerage, what people still have to do is, what is their net commission after all expenses? Because by the time, let's just say somebody has a small little office, they still have to have phone lines.
Right.
They still have to have internet service.
They have to handle the phone system. Yeah, they have to handle all of the paperwork and the brokerage issues. And if they come to work with us, they can miss all of that, and we take care of it for them.
Well, Lisa, I definitely appreciate you coming in today, and I think that, you know, I can't wait to definitely have your information on the website, and, you know, I want to keep developing the relationship with you, and I think that clients are going to be lucky if they get to have a relationship with you too, and anybody looking to consider a move should call you.
And we would love it. We'd love to meet with them. We can meet them at the office. We can meet them off-site where they feel most comfortable, and just be able to just take a look and see what we can offer and what we can do for them, and what the right fit is.
Well, Lisa Atkins with RE/MAX Platinum, thank you very much for coming in.
I'll make sure
all your information is posted on our website. Just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com and look for Lisa Atkins from RE/MAX Platinum. Thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. We'll be interviewing some of the top professionals in St. Louis to raise your level of fiscal literacy and improve your real estate knowledge. Big thank you to my producers, Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. And I also want to give a big thank you to our guests today. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Forever can never be long enough for me to feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let see, but there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my way.